Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjeet Kaur. The headlines. Election Commission to conduct special intensive revision of electoral rolls in 12 states and union territories. Final voter list to be published on 7th February 2026. President Draupadi Murmu to deliver keynote address at 8th International Solar Alliance Assembly, New Delhi today. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar meets Prime Minister of Australia and New Zealand in Kuala Lumpur. Cyclone Montha likely to make landfall on Andhra Pradesh coast between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam near Kakinada tonight. Four-day-long Chhat Puja culminates with oblation to rising sun known as Usha Argya. And India's Sujit Kalkal bags gold medal at Under-23 World Wrestling Championships in Serbia. And now the news in detail. The Election Commission of India, ECI, will conduct the second phase of Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls across 12 states and union territories, with the final voter list to be published on February 7, 2026. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner CEC Gyanesh Kumar said that the exercise will cover Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Kerala, Lakshadweep, Madhya Pradesh, Puducherry, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal.
Printing and training will take place from 28th October to 3rd November, followed by a house-to-house enumeration from 4th November to 4th December. The draft electoral rolls will be published on 9th December 2025, followed by a claims and objection period from 9th December 2025 till 8th January 2026. For those people to whom notice would be sent, the hearing and verification period will take place from 9th December till 31st January 2026, with publication of final electoral rolls on 7th February 2026.
President Draupadi Murmu will deliver the keynote address at the ongoing 8th session of the International Solar Alliance ISA Assembly at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Minister of New and Renewable Energy Pralhad Joshi will also address the inaugural session of ISA today. The four-day global event is being attended by 124 countries and over 40 ministers across the globe. This event brought the global community together to deepen cooperation and accelerate solar adoption for a brighter and sustainable future. During the sessions, the member countries are reviewing progress, addressing challenges and aligning actions toward One Vision, affordable solar energy for all. Details from our correspondent.
India has achieved 50% of its total installed electricity generation capacity from non-fossil fuel sources 5 years ago, ahead of its target of 2030. India is the third largest solar producer and the world's second largest market for renewable energy growth. More than 20 lakh households have already been benefiting from solar power on their rooftop under the PM Surya Ghar Muft Yojana. The International Solar Alliance is an international organization with 124 member and signatory countries. It works with governments to improve energy access and security worldwide and promote solar power as a sustainable transition to a carbon-neutral future. It also promotes the use of solar energy in the agriculture, health, transport and power generation sector. With Rahisuddin Rihan, Saklan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar held meetings with Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon in Kuala Lumpur yesterday. They had wide-ranging discussions on bilateral ties. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister welcomed the commitment of Prime Minister Luxon to advance India-New Zealand bilateral cooperation and nurture a free and open Indo-Pacific, and said it was nice to meet Australia's Prime Minister Albanese. The cyclonic storm Montha is likely to intensify into a severe cyclonic storm today over the Bay of Bengal. According to India Meteorological Department, Montha is likely to make landfall on Andhra Pradesh coast between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam near Kakinada tonight. Red alert has been issued in Andhra Pradesh and Orissa, prompting evacuations and post-landfall preparedness. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu over the phone and inquired about the cyclone. Prime Minister promised all possible support to the state. Andhra Pradesh IT Minister Nara Lokesh has been asked to coordinate with the Prime Minister's office. Our Vijayawada correspondent reports that Andhra Pradesh is experiencing heavy rainfall due to the cyclone.
Heavy rains and strong winds are already pounding Srikakulam, Vijayanagaram, Visakhapatnam, Anakapalli, East Godavari, Konasima, Kakinada, Krishna, Nellore and Prakasam districts. Wind speed of 90 to 110 km per hour are expected, with very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall likely across the coastal belt. Schools and colleges have been closed and most shops except for essential services remain shut. Several train and flight services have been cancelled. Fishermen have been warned to stay away from the sea. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu reviewed the situation and ordered full preparedness. Over 35,000 people have been shifted to relief camps stocked with essentials. NDRF, SDRF and special teams are standby for rescue operations. A public announcement system across 26 districts is issuing real-time alerts to public. Andhra Pradesh remains on high alert as monsoon nears landfall tonight. Allu Murli, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
Our Chennai correspondent reports that Tamil Nadu is witnessing heavy rain under the influence of Cyclone Montha.
The presence of dark clouds are bringing continuous rain since yesterday night in Chennai and surrounding areas. Places near Andhra have witnessed rains measuring from 10 to 12 centimeters in the past 24 hours. Schools have been closed in Chennai and Tiruvallur. As the Met Department has warned of squally weather with wind speed reaching 45 to 55 km per hour along Tamil Nadu and Puducherry coast, district administration have been alerted to prevent untoward incidents. The Chennai Corporation has said that all the 22 subways in the city have been cleared of water stagnation and fallen trees have been removed. Rain alert has also been issued to Theni, Tenkasi, Tirunelveli and Kanyakumari. The State Disaster Management Authority remains on high alert, monitoring water levels in lakes and reservoirs. Joy, Akashwani, Chennai.
The Odisha government is taking adequate measures to tackle all eventualities arising from the severe cyclonic storm Montha. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Manji has convened an emergency meeting at Bhubaneswar today to review the situation in view of the severe cyclonic storm. Details from our correspondent.
With an aim of zero casualty, the Odisha government has put all its focus for relief and rescue operations in Ganjam, Gajapati, Koraput, Navarangpur, Malkangiri, Rayagada, Kalahandi, Nuapada districts of the state which are most likely to be affected due to severe cyclonic storm Montha. Schools and Anganwadi centers in 11 districts have been closed for at least 2 days from today, while hotels in the coastal town of Gopalpur will remain closed till 30th of this month. The Indian Railways have cancelled 32 trains as a precautionary measure. The state government is also ensuring power restoration, medical supply, distribution, anti-venom availability and waterlogging management in the likely affected areas. Enough relief materials have been preserved in the cyclone relief centers. Rains continue to occur in Gajapati, Malkangiri and few other districts of Odisha since this morning under the impact of the severe cyclonic storm. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the Morning News. The four-day-long Chhath Puja culminated today with oblation to the rising sun known as Usha Argya. Usha Argya is considered the final and most significant ritual of the festival. On this day, devotees gather at rivers, ponds or water bodies to offer prayers to the rising sun, expressing deep gratitude and seeking blessings for health, prosperity and well-being. Once the final offering to the rising sun is made, devotees break their 36-hour-long fast by consuming prasad and water, a ritual known as paran. This act marks the successful conclusion of the Chhath Vrat. In Bihar, devotees gathered at various river banks across the state, including Ganga, Gandak, Kosi, Bagmati, and Kamla Balan, to offer prayers to the rising sun. We have more on this from our correspondent.
Amid a radiant sky and a slight cold, millions of devotees standing waist-deep water at different Chhath Ghats across Bihar offered Ushakalin Arghya to the sun god. After the ritual of Paran, devotees performed prayers and broke their 36-hour-long rigorous fast, marking the completion of the sacred Nirjala Vrat or fast without water. Prasad was distributed among people at the Chhath Ghat. In the state capital Patna, lakhs of devotees offered Arghya to the sun god and Chhathi Maiya along the banks of Ganga River. In view of upcoming elections, voter awareness campaigns were also carried out at several Chhath Ghats through posters, hoardings, banners and video messages appealing to people to actively participate in the Festival of Democracy, the Bihar Assembly elections. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
The GST Bachat Utsav kicked off on 22nd September as the Narendra Modi government slashed GST rates in many sectors across the country. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the reduced GST rates on stationery items are helping citizens.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has provided significant relief for stationery items. As part of the new tax structure, pencils, sharpeners, crayons, exercise books, graph books, maps and charts have been made completely tax-free. These items earlier attracted a 12% GST. Similarly, erasers, which previously fell under the 5% tax slab, are now attracting 0% tax. The reforms have made essential stationery items more affordable, thereby reducing learning cost for students and boosting demand for domestic manufacturers. This step has also reduced out-of-pocket education expenses for families, encouraging higher school enrollment and supporting better learning outcomes. The GST reduction has not only made the learning tools cheaper, but has also further enhanced access to education across the country. Shivang Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now news from the world of sports.
Indian wrestler Sujit Kalkal won the gold medal in the men's freestyle 65kg title clash at the Under-23 World Championships with a 10-0 victory over Uzbekistan's Umejan Chalolov in Serbia yesterday. The contest lasted 4 minutes and 54 seconds as the referee declared the Indian winner. It was victory by superiority for Kalkal, who dominated the title clash against his Uzbek opponent. Prior to this, Kalkal had never won a world title but had two Under-23 Asian titles and one Under-20 Asian Championship gold. In squash, reigning national champion Annahat Singh is set to face Belgium's second seed and defending champion Tini Gillis in quarterfinals of Canadian Women's Open in Toronto this evening. The match is expected to start at 5:30 p.m. IST. Earlier on Sunday, Annahat defeated world number 20 Melissa Alves of France to enter the quarterfinal. Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Sports Desk, Akashwani, Delhi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Most newspapers today open with a mammoth pan-India exercise. The Hindustan Times says SIR 2.0 announced in 12 states and UTs. Final rolls on Feb 7. Reporting about the East Asia Summit, the Indian Express writes, energy trade principles are applied selectively. Jaishankar swipe at US. The Pioneer notes, from conflict to connection. India-China direct flights hit skies again. The Times of India notices SC Mal's compensation for wrongful conviction. The Tribune writes, to plug safety gaps, DGCA orders tamper-proof ATC logbooks. With all indicators up, economy humming on GST 2.0 festival boom, mentions the Hindu Business Line. And finally, with a shift in trend, Business Standard headlines, a first surge in passive MF folio steals a march on active equity. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Anita. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission to conduct special intensive revision of electoral rolls in 12 states and union territories. Final voter list to be published on 7th February 2026. President Draupadi Murmu to deliver keynote address at 8th International Solar Alliance Assembly in New Delhi today. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar meets Prime Ministers of Australia and New Zealand in Kuala Lumpur. Cyclone Montha likely to make landfall on Andhra Pradesh coast between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam near Kakinada tonight. 4-day long Chhat Puja culminates with oblation to rising sun known as Usha Argya, and India's Sujit Kalkal bags gold medal at Under 23 World Wrestling Championships in Serbia. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.